Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Friday, January 10th. State officials evaluating whether or not to recommend to the General Assembly possible sell options for state-owned utility Santee Cooper have asked lawmakers for a 60-day extension in which to make their recommendation. The state's Division of Administration was supposed to make initial recommendations on the future of the utility by next week. However, the special law governing the potential sale allows evaluators to seek the two-month extension. State lawmakers are expected to make the decision whether or not to sell Santee Cooper, bring in an outside utility to manage it, or maintain state ownership during the upcoming session of the General Assembly, which begins next week. The number of victims of human trafficking increased 360% in 2019. That's according to state officials. State Attorney General Alan Wilson said the top county for human trafficking in South Carolina is now Horry County, followed in order by Greenville, Richland, Dorchester, and Charleston counties.
But remember, that's just the reports. Those are just the numbers that are reported. Just because you didn't make a top five doesn't mean human trafficking's not happening in your county or your community. It just means those are the people who picked up the phone and called.
State Attorney General Alan Wilson said that the number of cases reported to law enforcement also increased in 2019. State lawmakers reviewing candidates to be regulators on South Carolina's Utilities Board only found six qualified candidates for four seats. The legislators rejected 11 candidates this week, including current member of the Public Service Commission, Swain Whitfield, who's been on the board for more than a decade. The Post and Courier of Charleston reports lawmakers want to extend the search so they can find more qualified candidates. Regulators have been under scrutiny since approving the construction of two nuclear reactors, which were abandoned before generating power. A powerful storm system is taking shape across the central United States today and is expected to produce extensive amounts of severe weather in the Mid-South and significant ice or snow across the upper Midwest. Although the storm is expected to weaken considerably before reaching the Palmetto State, meteorologist Jeff Huffman is still watching it closely.
This will be a squall line that likely has a long history of producing wind damage that'll move into the upstate Saturday evening. I don't believe it will be a widespread event, but there could be a few cells still capable of producing wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour in the overnight hours, especially as it moves down into the Midlands.
Jeff says some pockets of heavy rain and thunder are also possible through Sunday morning, but that the severe weather risk should diminish by afternoon. The National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum is showing the Palmetto State a little love ahead of the National College Football Championship game. Here's South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan.
Yes, there really is a National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, and yes, it really is giving a nod, or two actually, to South Carolina, specifically to Clemson University as it stands on the doorstep of a new National College Football Championship. The bobblehead commemorates Deshaun Watson's literal last-second touchdown pass to Hunter Renfro against Alabama in 2017. It's a double bobble featuring a poised Watson and a Renfro near the end zone pylon. It also features a tiny replica of the national trophy and a photo of what's become a legendary play in Tiger lore. In a statement, Bobblehead Hall of Fame CEO Phil Sklar called the play arguably the biggest single play in Clemson sports history. Clemson squares off against LSU in the national championship game on Monday night at 8 o'clock. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
And former USC running back Marcus Lattimore is stepping down from his role as the Gamecocks' director of player development. Media reports he'll be succeeded by the man he called quarterback for three seasons, Connor Shaw. That wraps up today's headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.